Hey, we got Pete Sorrell on the phone from Settlers Co-op and Bruce Crossan, our West End correspondent. How you doing?
Hey, good, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you giving us a little time today. I wanted to find out about the fishing. I want to first of all confirm I've been getting some decent steelhead fishing reports from your neck of the woods there, Ontonagon fishermen, and other streams actually that are open apparently to a certain point, obviously, upstream from Lake Superior river mouths. So what's going on? Let's start with that.
Yeah, it's really been a positive thing. Everybody's excited. They're catching them over in Bessemer off the Black River Harbor, and some nice catches and nice fish, you know, nice steelhead. It sure is nice to see these coming in. And up the streams, of course, like I told you before, the Ontonagon River ice went out, and so I even had some pictures on Facebook of guys out there trolling already, so that's exciting. And of course, I know you're talking to Steve Koski over there. I know they're just killing them over there. The DNR guys from Berga were in today, and they're all excited. They were bouncing off the walls. Couldn't wait to get back to go fishing again.
Unbelievable how good Keweenaw Bay is right now. Really is.
Yeah. I was looking at the weather, and now it's going to turn cold. I was planning to go this weekend, but apparently not. So
I think we're going to get winter again this end of this week, unfortunately.
It's depressing.
Yeah, but we're tough. We can get through it.
Because, you know, once you decide you're done with ice fishing, you know, let's get on with it.
Right. I know. Yeah. Well, before I jump subjects, I want to go back to the steelhead real quick here. Have you heard what they're getting most of these fish on? I mean, are these mostly spawn fishermen that you're talking to or hearing from?
Oh, yeah. Like on the Union and stuff, they're using spawn. And I know I brought in some crawlers. And they wiped it out. I don't have any left. So I don't know if they're catching them on there, but they're buying them. But I think out on the bay, they were using spoons, you know, out on the big lake. They were using spoons and, you know, a little Cleos, you know, they were using those off the breakwall. So, yeah, that's what they were getting them on, I guess.
And when we get back to this chat with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, we're going to get into some specific rule changes that affect the bodies of water, rivers, and lakes in the western UP. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.